A grilled cheese is a simple and well-loved sandwich. It is a favorite food of many American children. But food writer and professional cook Christopher Kimball urges people to add some Korean flavor into their next grilled cheese. He suggests throwing kimchi into the mix. The spicy fermented cabbage is a traditional Korean food. Cheese with kimchi may sound strange, but the combination is not new. A Korean meal called budae jjigae, or army base stew, was developed during the Korean War. It is a hot pot made with American foods, such as hot dogs, baked beans, and noodles, along with kimchi and American cheese. Kimball recently published the cookbook Cook What You Have, which draws on common foods to create easy weeknight meals. Kimchi and its flavorful juices make for a much more interesting grilled cheese than what many Americans grew up eating. Kimball also suggests adding cooked meat, like ham or bacon, to turn the sandwich into a more filling meal. Here is what you need to make yourself and a few friends a kimchi grilled cheese. 70 milliliters of mayonnaise, 15 milliliters of kimchi juice, plus 300 milliliters of kimchi with the liquid removed and cut into small pieces. 8 pieces of sandwich bread, 8 slices of cheese, and 4 slices of thinly cut ham or 4 slices of cooked bacon. In a small bowl, mix together the mayonnaise and kimchi juice. Spread the mixture evenly over one side of each piece of bread. Flip 4 of the slices to be mayonnaise side down. Then, top each piece with 1 slice of cheese, 1 slice of ham or bacon, and 1/4 of the kimchi. Top each with another slice of the remaining cheese, then another slice of bread, with the mayonnaise side up. Press on the sandwiches to push the filling together. Heat up a 30-centimeter non-stick or cast iron pan over medium heat. Add 2 of the sandwiches and cook them for 2 to 3 minutes. Using a wide spatula, flip the sandwiches and continue cooking them on the other side for another 2 to 3 minutes. Remove the cooked sandwiches from the pan. Cook the remaining 2 sandwiches in the same way. Cut each sandwich before you serve them, and lastly, enjoy. I'm Ashley Thompson.